what do you expect your role to be with this team? Because the one thing they lack is a rim protector, that guy in the paint that's going to throw his weight around it. Is that going to be you?
Well, that's been what I've done my whole career, is block shots, offensive and defensive rebound, and finish around the rim. So that's definitely what I want to get back to doing here.
How's your foot? How are you health-wise? And can we expect to see you ready to go day one?
My foot feels good. I've been playing pickup basketball with the guys the last couple weeks. So I think when the training camp starts off, I'll be doing most of the drills and going through everything at 100%.
A few years ago, you and LeBron used to go at each other. We hated you here in Cleveland a few years ago when you were with Washington. You remember those days. What's it like now getting an opportunity to play with him?
Those times in the past, those were some great rivalries Cleveland had with Washington. But right now I'm a LeBron's teammate, and playing with him is going to be great because he makes everybody better, and he's a true student of the game.
Bringing championship experience was important to David Griffin this offseason in acquiring players that have won titles. How important do you think that is with some of these young guys that have never been to the playoffs, let alone won a championship, and you're one of those guys that he decided to bring here?
I think experience, and especially championship experience, is very important with a young team because you have to let the young guys know what it is to win a championship. It's not just about talent. It's about mentality. It's about preparation. And it's about giving of yourself so the team can win. And a lot of young teams lack that, and that's why I think they brought in veteran presence.
LeBron mentioned the word patience about 10 times today, and that's one of the things that he learned when he went to Miami, that it's a journey. You have to be patient. It just can't happen overnight. But yet, a lot of us here in Cleveland are expecting you guys to win the championship in year one. How do you balance that?
You don't worry about the outside expectations. You go out there day by day and try to get better, and you don't worry about what's on ESPN or sports or anything like that, because you know it's a building process.
Last thing for you. When you won a championship, what did it mean to you, and will winning a second one mean even more?
When I won a championship, it meant a lot, because basically it was a lot of my hard work and everything I ever dreamed of coming to fruition. Winning the second one would be great. Not too many people have second championships, and that'd be something I was very looking forward to.